Trish, baby, how are you?
I am great. How are you?
Have you missed us?
I have. We shared a very good moment many, many years ago.
We did. That's, dude.
I mean,
I know.
My moment wasn't that great. I mean, I was, you know, being canceled at the time, and you, you know, got to enjoy that moment with me, though. So it was just kind of a moment.
See, but, you know, that was a great show. I thought that that was a pretty good show, man. Who all was on that show? Who all was on there?
We had Eric Estrada.
Who's a nice guy, a genuinely nice guy.
Honestly, great guy.
Yes.
I mean, does he think he's still on chips? Yes, at times he does.
I'm
but
famous.
He's a great guy. LaToya Jackson.
Jack Osborne.
Jack Osborne. We had Wee Man and myself, and I did. I thought it was a great show. I mean, maybe the focus on the cats and LaToya Jackson at one point got a little out of control.
Yeah.
And maybe that's what happened.
So then you returned back to WWE because you were retired, weren't you, Trish?
Oh, yeah, just retired, just sitting there away from WWE programming altogether, and then suddenly, bam, here I am.
And this is going to be a cool one, dude. It's, now, Stone Cold's hosting it, and then Booker T and you are going to train 14 hopefuls to compete to be the next WWE superstar.
Yeah, they gave us a call at the beginning of the year. They said, we're doing this new show. And basically, Tough Enough was on the air many years ago. It was on MTV, and now USA Network has, you know, taken control of the show, and WWE and USA have teamed up. And it's just, it's kind of like a new and improved, bigger, better product. I mean, it's just, you know, we've got, obviously, some great hosts. I mean, Stone Cold Steve Austin, myself, Booker T, and Bill DeMott, we bring different elements to the show. But the show itself has this real cool feel. It's very like, you know, it's kind of like I think the old Tough Enough was just about sort of wrestling and showing them rolling around in the ring. But we've kind of taken it and did some like life lessons and taken them outside the ring and really just, I think we're going to draw a nice, an audience that's not necessarily a wrestling fan, because I think a lot of people are going to get a great look at like, wow, what does it take to become a WWE superstar and what, you know, the conditioning and what it takes, blood, sweat, and tears. Literally, that's what happened on this show. So I'm super excited about it and we're really proud of the show as well.
Well, dude, Stone Cold, I mean, he's one of the most loved characters of all time in wrestling.
Yeah.
He changed it.
He creates some riveting television. I'm telling you, the elimination round, I mean, it's just, everyone's going to just wait for the end of the show because he is just, his role is basically to eliminate someone every single week. So he will sit there, and I mean, if you can imagine Stone Cold Steve Austin in the middle of the ring talking to three people who were the bottom three and say, why do you deserve to be here? And you need to convince Stone Cold Steve Austin why you deserve to be inside of his ring. It is breathtaking. I mean, great stuff.
And you, 7-time WWE Women's Champ, Diva of the Decade at the Raw Anniversary Show, WWE Babe of the Year 3 times.
Yep, that's me.
Hey, have you heard from Christy Hemme?
Have I heard from her?
Yeah, I haven't heard from her in about a year now.
I have not, actually. No, I haven't heard from her.
Last time I heard, she was down in Florida, I think, with a band. She was out there, and it was actually a pretty good actual endeavor, dude. I heard a couple demo tapes, and it wasn't bad.
You know, I heard it as well. I was shocked, actually, because it's kind of cool to make that transition. But I don't know. I don't know if it took off or not.
Yeah, no, for whatever reason, as soon as I was reading your Diva stats, I was like, oh, I haven't talked to Hemme in a while. She used to run around with my boy Roman from Jackal for a while, so we all rode the tour bus together and raised a bunch of hell, and that girl was a firebrand. She was out of her goddamn mind half the time.
Well, maybe that's why she was a success in this business, because you need a bit of, like, you have to have a couple screws loose to make it in this business.
Now, are you married, Trish?
I am. I'm married, yep.
I hate that. Probably healthy and happy, everything good.
Everything's healthy and happy. I married my high school sweetheart. We've been together for, 18 years, which is really crazy. We got married right after I retired. So, yeah, we're pretty tight.
God, 18 years you guys have been together. So this is your high school sweetheart. Now, were you ever tempted, like, with the pro wrestlers and all these guys? That, you know, you're working pretty closely with them. It's really physical. I mean, you know, things happen at work.
If you get to know me, I'm kind of like a complete tomboy, and I was just one of the boys, and that's kind of like, you know, that's how you make it in this business. You know, it is definitely a male-dominated industry, and if you can hang with the boys, you're in. And if you can go out there and just, I mean, I think everyone wants to prove themselves to your colleagues when you know, your coworkers, but it's definitely a boys' club. And I was just kind of like their little sister back there. You know, we're a big family. We travel together, and there's kind of like that relationship and that bond that happens over time. So that's kind of how, you know, that's a lot of them, you know, just took me under their wing and just, you know, I was kind of, they were very protective over me, and that definitely helped, I think.
Well, look, I hope everybody checks out Tough Enough, USA Network, debuting tonight, 10 o'clock Kansas City time, right after Raw. You know what? She retired in 06. You guys saw her at Armed and Famous. Now she's absolutely back with Stone Cold Steve Austin, Booker T. Trish, you come by here anytime. You're welcome. And I promise you, the next time we talk about this, it will not be the day that the show gets canceled, all right?
No, this show's going season 2. I mean, it is awesome. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Killer. Trish Stratus, nice to talk to you.